The reading today is taken from John chapter 15, verses 1 to 5. And you can find that on page 1083, which we found earlier in our sword drill. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Marianne. Do keep that passage open if you've got a Bible near you. It's on page 1083 in the Church Bibles. 1083. So today we are thinking about harvest time. Harvest being God's generous gift to us of the fruitfulness of his earth. But we're going to think more widely about fruitfulness, the fruitfulness of the earth today, because God wants to produce a harvest in each and every one of our lives that's here this morning. God wants you and me to be fruitful for him. Now, just look at this plant. Who can tell me what this plant is that I have got here? Joshua, what is it?
It's a chili
plant. I've been growing chilies for the last couple of years. I've got, I have five of these. And just look how many chilies are on this plant. I mean, it's a tiny little plant. I've already harvested about 50 from it. It's absolutely stacked with fruit. This is a really abundant harvest, isn't it? God wants us to produce much fruit in our lives, just like this little chili plant is stacked with fruit. Much good fruit for him. Now, if anybody wants any of these chilies afterwards, you're welcome to come and pluck some of the red ones. They're really good. They're called basket of fire for good reason. And if any of you have got a blocked loo, chuck one of those down, it just sorts it right out. Now, God wants to produce a harvest in our lives. He wants to produce an abundance of good fruit that is actually the most important harvest of them all. And it's a harvest, as we're going to see from our passage, that can only be produced through being connected to Jesus Christ. We'll think more about that in a bit. Now, who likes grapes here? Who likes grapes? Hands up. You've got some grapes on the table. Make sure you eat those grapes. Don't want to leave those at the end. I heard this morning that Joshua's sister really likes grapes, Annabella. Grapes are delicious, whether it's white grapes, red grapes, black grapes. They're just so tasty. Now, who knows which plants produce grapes? Which plants produce grapes? Do you know what? Let me get the microphone for you. What plants produces...
A vine.
A vine. Well done. A vine, a grape vine, produces grapes. You see, grape vines grow upward, either along a fence or a trellis or wires. And the leaves are connected to the vine by branches. And the branches are connected to the vine trunk, which is rooted in the soil. And the vine trunk provides the branches with all that is needed to enable grapes to grow. There's a picture on the screen there of them. Now, this week, a member of my family has been harvesting grapes at the Rathvinny Vineyard in Alfriston. And there's just rows and rows of these vines. And when vines are well kept, they produce an abundance of fruit that can either be eaten or a Rathvinny Vineyard, it's made into wine. Now, over recent months, we've been thinking about the various I am sayings of Jesus in the Bible, particularly in the Gospel of John. And we've learned that Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. We've learned that he's saying, I am the light of the world. We've heard him say last time that I am the door or the gate. And today we're thinking about Jesus saying, I am the vine. Now, what did Jesus mean when he said, I am the vine? Because he's not literally a vine any more than he's literally a gate that we thought about last time. Now, when Jesus says, I am the vine, he's giving a picture to help us understand more about who he is and how we can be fruitful for God through him. So what did Jesus mean when he said, I am the vine, or I am the true vine? Well, when Jesus' first hearers would have understood it very, very clearly. You see, in the Old Testament, which is the first part of the Bible, the people of Israel were called God's vine. So in Psalm 80 or in Isaiah chapter 5, you'll read about that, how God calls his people his vine. You see, he'd rescued them from Egypt and he'd planted them like a vine in the promised land in order to bear good fruit for him, to show their obedience to him and their love for him. But you know, Israel failed to produce the good fruit that God called them to produce. They failed to produce good fruit for God. They were not the fruitful vine they were meant to be. And so when Jesus says, I am the true vine, he's saying that he is everything that God's people were meant to be. Jesus is saying he is the true vine. He is the embodiment, the fulfillment of the true people of God. And what this means is that if we want to be part of God's people, God's family, the true members of God's household, then we need to be connected to the true vine, Jesus Christ. If we're not connected to Jesus, we're not part of God's family. It's why Jesus not only said, I am the vine, but he said in verse 5 of chapter 15, he says, I am the vine and you, my followers, are the branches. You see, when we put our trust in Jesus and follow him as our Lord and Saviour, we become connected to Jesus, just like a branch is connected to the vine. And being connected to the vine means the branch will get all the goodness from the vine trunk so that good fruit can grow. But if a branch is not connected to the vine, no matter how much you water it or plant it in soil or give it sunlight, that branch will never bear fruit. Now, I haven't got a vine branch to show you this morning, but I have got an apple tree branch that had been cut off from an apple tree, and it's been stuck in this bit of wood. But just look at this branch from the apple tree. There's no leaves, there's nothing on it. If I planted this in the ground and watered it and gave it lots of sunlight, do you think this would bear fruit? No. There's no hope for this to bear fruit because it's been disconnected from the tree where all its goodness will come. And it's exactly the same with what Jesus is talking about. Because Jesus says in verse 4, he says, no branch can bear fruit by itself. You see, it has to remain connected to the vine. So two things to take away from today. Firstly, if we want to be part of God's saved people, God's people who know his forgiveness and eternal life, then we need to be connected to Jesus. And we do that by putting our trust in him and following him as our Lord and Saviour. There is no other way to be part of the true people of God. Because Jesus alone is the true vine. But it doesn't just stop there. We not only need to put our faith in Jesus to become part of the true people of God. God wants us to bear fruit in our lives for him. That is to produce all sorts of good things that come out of being connected to Jesus. That is being in relationship with Jesus. He wants us to become more like Jesus, more Christ-like. He wants us to overflow in love for others. He wants us to speak to him and enjoy answered prayer. He wants us to share our faith with others, to see others won for Christ, and many other different kinds of fruit that come through knowing Jesus. And to bear this fruit, to reap this harvest in our lives, Jesus says we need to remain in him, to remain connected to him. Now just think, what does the word remain mean? Now if I said to Joshua over here, Joshua, I want you to remain on your chair, what would that mean? Right, not get up. In other words, I want you to stay put. You're welcome to get up, okay? I'm not telling you to remain on your chair. I just was trying to help you understand what it means when Jesus says, remain in me. When Jesus says remain, he's saying, I want you to stay put. Don't remove yourself from being in relationship with me. You see, if we're to be fruitful in our lives, we need a close relationship with Jesus every day of our lives. Just think about those you have a close relationship with. The people you have a close relationship with are people you spend time with, people whom you listen to, and people who you speak to. And it's the same with Jesus. We remain close to Jesus by listening to him through his word, by spending time speaking to him in prayer. These are ways in which we stay close to the Lord Jesus. And as we do that, as we stay close to Jesus by being in relationship with him every single day through speaking to him and listening to him and obeying him, Jesus promises that we will bear much fruit, it says in verse 5. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You see, we will reap a harvest showing that we are Jesus' disciples, a harvest that brings glory to God, it says later on. Now, there's not so much more that could be said about the passage, but I'm going to stop there. You might want to go away and think about what it means for God to be the gardener, what it means for him to prune our lives to make us more fruitful and so on. But you can think about that in your own time. What I would like you to think about now around the tables is a question. And the question is, what does it mean to remain close to Jesus personally and practically? What does it mean to remain? What does it mean to remain close to Jesus personally and practically? So you can be thinking about that, talking about that around your tables now. And the children are going to join Jane down on the carpet. So if you want to come down to the carpet, children, you're going to have a little bit of time with Jane now. So now it's an opportunity for discussion around the tables. What does it mean to remain close to Jesus practically and personally? Go for it. You've got about 4 or 5 minutes.